Hey, it's Jess here, and this is Grey Poo Pod. Now that I said it out loud, that's definitely not it. So, okay, I have a podcast, but I don't have a title or a jingle or a logo or really direction in life. I don't even have health insurance, but I mean, those last two are just personal problems, but I digress. I kind of feel like I don't know where to start. Dave, our chief creative officer, is really good at starting things, I think. So let me call him.
Hello.
Hey, Dave, it's me, Jess. Hi.
Hey, Jess. I've been expecting your call, probably because it's on the calendar.
Yeah.
You'd be calling.
Right. Dave, as you know, I'm starting this new podcast about helping our listeners make a podcast, and I have questions about how to start.
Okay, but before we get into this, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Are you a planner or a pantser?
That's kind of a personal question. Wait, no, okay, I think I know what you're talking about, but why don't you talk me through it?
So, there are two kinds of creators or writers. There are planners and pantsers. A planner is someone who figures out everything in advance. So before they ever sit down at the computer, they want to know every step of the project. They want to have it all mapped out so that there are no surprises. A pantser is someone who writes by the seat of their pants. So they're kind of making it up as they go along, looking for happy accidents along the way. They like to create in the moment.
Right. Okay.
So which one would you say you are?
I would say that I'm a mix. I like what you said about happy accidents. It makes me think about, who's that painter with the hair?
Basquiat?
No, Bob Ross. It makes me think of Bob Ross. That's
Basquiat. I went too high.
That's really funny. No, I like happening upon a story or happening upon a joke,
yep.
You know?
That makes total sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
But you probably also want to have some idea of where you're going, right?
Yes, I do like a structure. I like to know where I'm going to start, where the middle's going to be, where the end's going to be.
Okay, so then I think I've got just the thing for you. It's called an outline.
Have
you heard of it?
No, what's an outline?
So I like to think of an outline as a living document, which means you're going to revise it as you go. But when you start, it's figuring out a map for whatever you're going to be creating or producing. So for your purposes, I would think you're going to have a general outline for the whole season of Grey Poo Pod, title pending, whatever you're going to call it. Title would help first, maybe. And so you figure out who you're going to talk to, how many episodes are going to be, what you might talk about in each episode. And then you're going to get into the nitty-gritty of episode outlines, where you map out what topics you want to cover, a beginning, middle, and end for each show.
Okay, so I can see how that would make sense. So I'm a playwright, and I'll make an outline for where I want the story to beginning, middle, and end, whatever. But what about a show like Rewind, where there isn't a story necessarily?
Right. So on Rewind, we do have outlines, which list, we have our categories. We have kind of an outline of what we're going to talk about in the episode, what our intro is, a little bit about the guest, and some ideas about all the different topics we're going to cover along the way.
Sick. All right. Well, the truth of the matter is, Dave and I are reading off of an outline that I wrote up on Metro North like a couple weeks ago, and then he edited it, and then I edited it, and then we recorded it, and then we actually went back and re-recorded it, and it's now you're listening to what we got, you know?
That's right, and I'm looking at the outline right now.
I'm currently staring at the outline.
Yes. You know what the best part of an outline is, Jess?
What's the best part of an outline?
The best part of an outline is that you're not looking at a blank page when you start writing. That is the hardest thing about being a writer or creator, is the blank page.
Mm.
It's just starting and not knowing where you're going. Like you said, you weren't sure where to start. Once you have your outline, you got your foot in the water at least.
Hmm. My foot in the water. Great. All right. Listeners, more homework. Burr, 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 burr. Try your hand at making an outline for your first episode. It doesn't have to be perfect. The format doesn't really matter either. You'll get better at it as you go along. Thank you, Dave.
My pleasure. But hang on a sec. You can't just end an episode like that. This is GZM. You need a cliffhanger.
Oh, okay.
All right. So what are you going to do for your next episode? You're probably going to like need to figure out what your recording setup is or something, right?
I guess so.
Jess, is that a helicopter outside the apartment?
Oh, gosh.
Jess.
Chris Terry.
Come with me if you want a pod.
Podcast Title Pending is a production of Gen Z Media. If you're an educator using podcasts in your classroom, visit us at gzmclassroom.com for materials, lesson plans, or to request a visit from a GZM creator. For more great family audio, go to gzmshows.com and follow us on social media at Gen Z Shows.
Be sure to follow Podcast Title Pending wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss any new episodes.
Hi, it's me, Jess. This is a message for all the 6 Minutes podcast fans out there. Have you heard? There are new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed called The Ivan Dispatch. I won't go into details, but Ivan found something. A box containing audio cassettes recorded decades ago. And it looks like they were recorded by Cyrus. If you're a fan and you're not following the show, you may have missed out. Search for 6 Minutes and click the follow button so you never miss an episode. And if you haven't heard 6 Minutes yet, what are you waiting for? Search for 6 Minutes, start a season 1, episode 1, and enjoy the most downloaded family audio drama in history.
Are you a fan of cryptids like Bigfoot? Do you like ancient monsters like the Kraken? Are you ready to face the scariest creature of all?
The unicorn?
Welcome to The Weirdness, an exciting journey into the weird and unexpected. Join Arlo and Sierra as they host a podcast called The Weirdness, dedicated to exploring the unexplained and weird phenomena, like the Loch Ness Monster, the Yeti, the Chupacabra, and more. Unfortunately, they've never actually witnessed any of this weirdness until they track down Bigfoot himself. Turns out, the weirdness is real. And it's everywhere. Now, Arlo, Sierra, and Bigfoot, whose nickname is Beef, set off on a mind-blowing road trip adventure across the globe to find out why the creatures of legends are disappearing and solve the mystery of the creep. Listen to every episode of The Weirdness now on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com. Binge every episode and find every ridiculous creature of legend before they disappear.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.